to end the partial government shutdown, which is now in its second month. The votes are set for Thursday, the eve of what figures to be another disappointing federal payday. Here's a report from Sagar Magani.
The votes will come a day before about 800,000 federal workers are due to miss a second paycheck. The bills are based on President Trump's proposal to trade border wall money for temporary immigrant protections and on a Democratic-controlled House bill that would reopen the government for a while but does not have wall funding. Both are designed to pressure lawmakers into crossing party lines to end the shutdown. The first test of how united Republicans are behind the president's insistence that the government stay closed until he get wall money, and whether Democrats are wavering in rejecting his demand. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a morning tweet today, President Trump resorted to rhyming to push his argument for a border wall. He wrote, "Build a wall and crime will fall." For her part, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders uses a familiar theme. Blame the Democrats.
The idea that they're playing political games with federal workers, the idea that they're playing political games with the crisis at the border, that's a question you'll have to ask Democrats. I can't answer for them.
In short supply, optimism over this week's scheduled Senate debate. Meanwhile, an open question here in Washington, when and where will President Trump deliver his State of the Union message? House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi has suggested the address scheduled for January 29th either be put off because of the shutdown or delivered in writing. But the White House is pushing back, saying plans for the State of the Union are going ahead. For all the news anytime, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Moscow for talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The visit comes as Turkish forces are poised to launch a major military operation against the Syrian YPG Kurdish militia.